T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're excited to announce that we're going to be having the Sabres head coach, Ralph Krueger, with us every week, Wednesdays at 8:05. And he might be excited now. That might change. Who knows? But he is joining us right now. And Ralph, it's Howard and Sal here this morning. Welcome to the show. Thanks for coming on with us today.
Good morning, Howard and Sal. And as far as being excited, I will remain it. Rain or shine all season long. We're ready to go.
All right, I'm gonna hold you to that. But we're excited to have you on the show. So, you know, we got a lot of hockey questions for you. But the first and foremost, what's up with the espresso machine? Really? An espresso machine?
Oh, we've got them all over the place now. But okay. That's part of living in Europe for most of my adult life. It's one of the things I grant myself on a regular basis after meals and so on. But it's interesting how many players actually have that as a part of their lifestyle already here. It's nothing new for this new generation. So everybody's enjoying their espressos, and it's a wonderful opportunity for casual meetings all over the place in our locker room right now.
You know, I think for the first question for me, Ralph, would definitely be, you know, how you are coming along. New coach coming in, you get the job. I'm sure you start looking at tape of all these players. And now you're going through the process, as any coach would, to learn the strengths and weaknesses of each of the guys on your roster, and you can coach accordingly. How are you coming along in that process in terms of learning what all these guys are about, on and, for that matter, off the ice, too?
Well, you framed it really well, because as a coach, you never understand or know a player until you coach him, because you don't know what the other coaches have been asking or telling him to do. So you're watching the video, you're watching the tape, and you don't know what the directive is. And now the directives are clear. The asks with the puck or without the puck are very well defined. The players know exactly what we want. Now I can evaluate them really on a fair basis, and I've been pleased with the evaluation so far. The buy-in has been outstanding, and we won't be perfect for a while, but we're sure not going to lack in effort and the attempted cohesiveness here. I can really feel it. The players are extremely open to the messages we brought in, and it's been an outstanding training camp.
Of course, you're going to coach X's and O's, and you're going to have principles that you want this team to play with. But I think a lot of the guys are talking about how you just want them to go out and not maybe overthink it or just rely on instincts. Can you talk a little bit about, essentially, how you want your team to play the game of hockey?
Well, we're clearly much more concept and principle-based than we are system-based. And for people that maybe don't understand the difference, system puts you into boxes continually, defensively and offensively, without any freedom really of creativity and movement. But if you have core principles within the structure, for instance, defensively, if players are allowed to move within the boundaries, like you want them between the dots, you want them pushing back hard on the back check, and there's an opportunity to work within a framework where there's more space, especially with the puck, to use your genius and use your expertise. And we have a lot of that in the lineup. And I think we're trying to find a way that people watch the Sabres feeling like we are connected and everybody's playing together in both directions. But at the same time, you should feel a freedom of movement, and you should feel speed in the group. And let's see how it all plays out. But so far, it's been going quite well.
Ralph, when you were hired, my wife was excited. She's from Frankfurt, so she knows, you know, your parents are from Germany, and no pressure there. She just keeps telling me, reminding me, Sabres have a German coach. But I do want to ask you about your time spent over coaching football over in Europe, and how much, I know you were in hockey, you went there, you came back, but what did that time do for you? Now that you've back been here integrated in coaching hockey again, what lessons did you learn, and how have you been able to apply all of that?
Yeah. Well, just to be clear, I wasn't coaching per se on the field or on the
right.
pitch. I was the president of the football team, so more in the role, what Jason is doing here between general manager and president of the team, kind of leading the organization, but very close to the football and very close to the to what was going on. And what I learned more than anything was just to continue to evolve as a leader of athletes at the highest level. They have a special need. They're so much more professional than they were decades ago. And they're 365-day machines now that actually have a lot of consultants working with them away from the team in the summertime and so on and so forth. And it's just managing the psychology of it, really, and making sure that these high-end athletes find a way and find things to grab on together and goals to reach as one. And I know my experience in the Premier League was outstanding because it's a similar mindset to here in the National Hockey League. You're dealing with the best athletes in your sport, and how to push their buttons is really the bottom line. And in my role, I need to push them the right way.
Can I just follow up real quick? People talk all the time. We hear about, well, today's athletes so much different, and a negative connotation, but it doesn't have to be. It can be extremely in a positive way about the way these athletes interact or how treated and how they take care of themselves and their careers.
Oh, my God. I find the athletes today so exciting to work with. They're high-performance machines who need to be treated appropriately and with respect. They're if I think back to my generation growing up and playing in the 80s, okay, my career was in Germany, but we would play ourselves into shape in the fall and had definitely less professional off-ice programs. And if I look at the buy-in on our players here to what we're asking away from the ice, before every training session in training camp, there was a pre-activation that took 20 to 25 minutes, a post-weight lift that took 30 to 35 minutes. We skated on the ice for up to an hour and 15 minutes without any respect to what was actually going on off the ice, and pushed them, and nobody complained, not one single moan or groan here. And I'll tell you that for me, the speed in the NHL, the strength in the NHL, the pace of the game is all a result of the improved fitness of the players. And and that's why the game of hockey just continues to get more exciting all the time.
Ralph Krueger with us here on our Westar Hotline. The Sabres open in Pittsburgh tomorrow. Who's your number two center?
Well, we don't really have a number one, two, three, four, five of anything. It's really the roles that they have. It's clear that Jack is the leader of the team, and everybody would call him the number one, but we use names and not numbers here, and it's going to be the role that you have, possibly playing up against the top line of the other team. Might not fall upon Jack or Marcus Johansson, or it might fall on Larson, and it's about accepting the role that we need you to play and take the ice time and the minutes that you get and work with those. And it's clear that from the outside people will want to rank our players, but for me, everyone is important. The 13 minute guy that spends five of those minutes killing penalties is every bit as important as the 22-minute guy who plays eight of that on the power play. And it's just about getting everybody to buy into their roles, accept their roles, and execute them as best they can. That's really our job as coaches.
Maybe this does get back to the when you were talking about principle-based versus system-based, but as you well know, even though you weren't here, last season the Sabres had a ton of trouble in their own end. They were really confused at times, Ralph. How do you go about, whether this ties into your earlier explanation or not, cleaning up play, being responsible in your own end?
Well, we've been working on that the entire training camp, and the game without the puck, I speak about it so much, is really where you see the character of a team. It's where you see the personality of a group, and that has been a major focus in training camp, because with the puck and offensively, we have a lot of exciting skill and talent, and it's just it'll be a never-ending teaching process that we have, because there's always improvement on the defensive side. There's always also offensively things we can work on. And I think that's really our motto for this season. It's going to be a small picture. Every day when we come in here, we're going to work hard to improve. And that's why I said to you at the beginning of the call, I'm going to come in here excited every day, and I won't let the noise, good or bad, around us affect our process of just improving on a daily basis. And if the fans can feel that and the fans can feel the fight in the group, I think the results will follow.
One other thing before I let you go, I'm really curious about. You weren't around for a second of the 8-year playoff drought, but you're aware of it. And I wonder, do you feel any added pressure or added burden? I bring it up, Ralph, because the football team here had a 17-season playoff drought. And coaches changed over that time. And as each guy came in, it's almost like they were always asked. And I don't know if they felt like an extra burden on their shoulders that they inherited from the previous coaches because of the drought. Do you?
It doesn't interest me at all. The past has not just been bad here. I mean, it's not fair to criticize anything that's been done here over the last few years because so many fundamentally good things have happened here. I've walked into an outstanding support staff in all areas of the club. The people in and around the club and possibly the results for the fan or the playoffs weren't achieved, but a lot of outstanding work has been done. We've increased our depth through the summertime. And for me, it's only about managing what we can change right now. And I won't let any of those other pressures get at the team. We understand the responsibility much more of having the 50th anniversary year. I think that's more important than the playoff drought. It's carrying the flag of the Sabres into this 50th year with pride and with honor and understanding the great history and the fans and their loyalty to the group. And let's have that be a motivator and not a deterrent of trying to be a great team and moving forward together with our fan base as one. You know, and I think that's how I'm feeling really honestly right now. The past is there for us to learn from. The pain that the players went through last year is there for us to use as an energy source of energy and not as a deterrent for just moving this club forward. And let's hope that on our talk shows we get to speak about the development of the group and that it's very visible for everybody to see.
Yeah, and I think, you know what, Ralph, you've even talked about this. I think it might have been in the piece I read the other day, the sit-down you had with Pierre LeBrun, about getting the fans back and getting the fan base, you know, energized again. And because, you know, because of what's happened, because of what they've gone through, even because of last year, the 10-game win streak and then the collapse. And I was going to ask you, you know, how do you get the fans back feeling excited about the product? And I would think the simple answer is you win. If you win, they'll be back.
You know, I think for me, the winning is always a byproduct. I really have a feeling that these fans in Buffalo are really honest, and they're what I'm feeling is a passionate, honest fan base that if they feel that a team is giving its very best on a daily basis and they are fighting with all their hearts and soul, that they will support us no matter the results. And I really think, you know, after spending a few months here now in Buffalo, that's, you know, we have a very honest environment. We have a very real world here of good people. And that's what we need to strive for, that our fans leave this building every night and watch us play on the road and are convinced we've given our best. And let that be our motto to begin with. And as you already said, I am also convinced the wins will follow.
What have you liked about Buffalo outside of your job? Personally,
well, the quality of life is just so high here. I'm just positively surprised at the opportunities you have here, whether it's the niche restaurant scene, the cultural music and arts opportunities, and just the size of the city. And I love the core of the city, and it's how much of history has been restored and held on to here in comparison to a lot of American or North American cities that have just been filled with high-rise buildings. You know, I've really enjoyed it. The access to nature here is amazing. My biggest surprise would be the quality of life here in this city and the good people that are in it.
Ralph Krueger with us on the Western Hotline. The Sabres Coach will be joining us every Wednesday at 8. Thanks for your time, Ralph. We look forward to having you on each week. And don't worry, we'll have plenty of suggestions for you all season long. So.
No worries. Throw anything you want at me, and no, every question is a good question, and we'll find a way to a good answer. And I wish Howard and Sal, I wish you and all the listeners, and especially the Sabre fans, a good day, and let's get a great start tomorrow.
All right, be careful what you just said. Eichel and Olofsson on the power play, one guy on the left. I like Olofsson on the right side, Eichel on the left side. Leave them both on the half wall, and I'm very happy. You said you want to. You want
I'm
to
sure
hear.
You're taking notes, Coach. I'm sure you're taking notes.
No. I actually just. Oh, my pens has run out of ink.
My best stuff goes to waste. Yeah. Thanks for coming on with us, Ralph. Good luck this season.
Okay. Thanks. Have a good day. Bye bye.
Thank you. You too. That is Ralph Krueger, the Sabres head coach on a Western Hotline. Going to be with us every Wednesday at 8 o'clock, unless he changes his mind after today. Brought to you by Paul William Belts, your power of attorney. By Fallsview Casino Resort, Niagara Falls, Canada, and by AXA Advisors. Take the next step for your financial future today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.